Fred Rugged, Rodney P, AM570 LA Sports. A lot to get to today. Off the top, Rodney, a programming note. We hope everybody will come on out to Huntington Beach tomorrow and join us at HQ Gastro Pub. We're giving away prizes on site, including our Home for the Holidays prize pack. That includes a boatload of prizes, 100,000 Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards bonus points, use anywhere Southwest Airlines flies, the Westinghouse 50-inch TV, Amazon Dot Smart Speaker, so you can listen to your good pals here at AM570 LA Sports, $100 cash card, $100 gas card, $50 Uber card, Chef Marito Seasonings gift basket filled with seasonings to complement your holiday meals, and $100 card to BJ's Restaurant and Brew House tomorrow. We'll be at the HQ Gastro Pub in Huntington Beach, noon to 3.
Come on down.
To win Home for the Holidays, you got to be there. This is not a call-in prize. You've got to be there.
Come on down. Huntington Beach.
Yep. One of the biggest things we do, we talked to Tim Cates. They've done a show there before.
Yes, they have.
Said it's a great location.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. So get there tomorrow. Could be raining in the morning. So I'd leave tonight.
You get a place down there?
I'd leave about 10 o'clock tonight, get down there, park on the street, and get ready for the show tomorrow.
That what you're going to do, Fred?
Well, I've got to do the news at Channel 4.
Well, right after the news.
Oh, I'm going right down. You'll see me on the street.
The seat laid back?
I'll have the seat will be laid back, and I'll have a blanket. Look for my car. I'll be down there early. So we invite everybody to come on out and be a part of the show tomorrow. Lakers in Denver tonight. Okay, fool's gold or the real deal? I don't get this. Yes, the Lakers had what is considered to be a favorable schedule. Yes, Denver is legit. No matter what happens, the Lakers are legit. I don't understand why people will be watching these next 13 games so closely and then trying to read into everything. They've won 17 games. They're going to be fine either way, Rodney.
Yeah, either way. And you got to be realistic. Before the season started, we talked about the West and how competitive it was going to be. These teams are going to beat up on each other. So if they lose or have a losing streak on this road trip or this stretch right now, it still doesn't mean anything. It means they're playing good teams, and teams are good, and teams are going to beat the Lakers. Teams like Denver and Utah and even Houston, they're going to give the Lakers a tough run. Dallas, we saw, is a better team than I think a lot of people thought at the beginning of the season. So it's going to happen. But the Lakers themselves are a good basketball team. And you said this in the tease about they've gelled a lot sooner than most people thought, and I think that is absolutely correct. I think people are surprised how good and how well they're playing together.
Sure, it's going to be more difficult now, and their chemistry will be tested, and that's okay. This is a marathon, not a sprint. They've played exceptionally well. One thing happened the other game, and I thought it was fantastic. I don't know how you feel about it, but apparently during the game, Danny Green was not running, not hustling. And LeBron James, and we don't have it, but there's tape of LeBron basically telling him to effing get going on the court. Let's move. I love that.
Yeah.
I loved it. That is a guy that is completely engaged. That is a guy that wants to win. I loved it. I thought it was great. I like that they're holding each other accountable.
Yeah, no, it's perfect when the coach doesn't have to do it. Are you saying that, Fred, that he wouldn't do that in the past?
I'm saying I didn't see it last year. Seriously, I didn't see that last year.
Well, I think
year.
Some of the young guys probably didn't listen.
You know, and that's interesting. He really did have to get his team put together.
Yeah.
The guys that he could play with that understood. And the young guys really didn't get it.
Yeah.
You know, they were still caught up in the AAU mentality and this sense of entitlement.
Yeah.
And once they got traded, they kind of got hit in the head with a fungo bat.
And a part of that, is a lot of young guys are overly sensitive, too. It doesn't matter who is talking to you. When it's another player, they become oversensitive because, like you said, the AAU mentality, they've always been the guy.
Right.
They've never gotten really yelled at or, you know, chastised or talked down to or whatever it may be. They have not seen that. And so to be able to accept that takes a lot, especially from a young guy. And I think that's why he loved Kyle Kuzma, because he could be talked to that way and not take it personally and not go in a tank or anything like that, but understood, hey, I'm gonna get in your face. I'm gonna make you and hold you accountable, and it's not personal. And so I think you're right that he had to have the right guys around him. But that's no, you know, great players have done that. We've heard that about Kobe. We've heard that about Jordan. We certainly knew that about Magic, that it didn't matter who the guy was. He was gonna make sure and hold everybody accountable.
All right, we're going to get more into the Lakers coming up in the next segment. Bill Orem, our insider, is in Denver with a club. Watched the shoot-around today, so he'll update us on what's going on. Let's do some hot stove. Winter baseball meetings got underway very soon. And let's just highlight what has been reported. The Dodgers have met with Steven Strasburg. Okay, so they are meeting with the top players. Now, originally it was felt that Strasburg was going to re-sign in Washington, but everybody hold your horses. Strasburg is from Southern California near San Diego, and he's going to talk to the teams out here. Dodgers are in. Question becomes, how long of a deal would they be willing to give? Scott Boras is his agent. You know he'll want multiple years. Not sure the Dodgers will go that long, but they've had that meeting. And there's a sense from the Yankees that he's going to end up out here. There's also a sense from the Yankees that Gerrit Cole could end up out here. Maybe with the Padres, maybe with the Angels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dodger fans hope he'll end up with the Dodgers.
Yeah. Is Scott Boras both their agents?
Yeah.
Both of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we all know Scott Boras is he's not going to leave a penny on the table. You know, he's going to get everything he can get. And that's the that I think that's the fear, I guess, if for the Dodgers and their mentality is that they're not going to go to war with the Angels or the Padres or a team like that in a bidding war with them. And
well, for a number of years.
For a number of years, yeah. Things like that, they're not going to do that. And as guys are and these two guys, especially Gerrit Cole, this is his payday. Mm-hmm. So he's looking for that 7 to 10 year deal that can guarantee him for the rest of his life, basically. And I think, you know, Strasburg, I don't know what his thinking is because he's a little bit older. Does he really want to get out of Washington? Like, if Washington comes close, does he leave? Does he leave because of the rumors that he wants to be out west and he's from out here and all those type of things? Does he leave a team that just won it and they're willing to pony up something that's closer that the Padres or the Angels can offer him?
Now, what about Anthony Rendon? Well, according to reports, he's willing to take what would be considered to be a shorter deal. That would be 5 years. Okay. Maybe the Dodgers would go 5 years for Anthony Rendon.
5 years, $200 million?
Maybe they would go 5 years, $200 million for him. Here's the issue. Apparently, the Texas Rangers are very interested as well.
Yeah, hometown kid.
Very interested. And you know that they would probably be willing to pony up for a guy from that area.
Yeah.
Bring him back. So Rendon, Dodgers are going to talk to him. These meetings are ongoing as we get ready for the winter meetings. No, I'm going to toss this up.
But on the Rendon side, I think that the Dodgers, especially the Dodgers, I have a little bit, lack of a better word, leverage on Rendon because I think they still have mileage out of Justin Turner, who's a very good third baseman and an all-star and that they don't, it's not like we got to go, like from a pitching standpoint, it is like, got to get a pitcher. We don't know what's going to happen with Ryu. Kershaw's on the back end. We need another guy. And if we can get Cole or Strasburg, you got to go hard. I don't think they have to go that hard for Rendon. If it works out, yeah, but I don't think they need to go and really stretch themselves because they've got people in place that I think that are right there.
What's weird, Rodney, is last year, what was this? We got to get a second baseman. Yeah. That's it. They're going after a second base. I have no idea why they decided they have to have a second baseman. This year, we got to get Anthony Rendon. Got to get him. That's the guy. We're going to talk to him. We're going to make a move for him. He's a right-handed bat. It's like Justin Turner doesn't exist. What happened to Justin Turner?
Right.
He's still here. It's like we're talking about him and he's in the room. But he's not speaking. He's just listening. How in the world did all of a sudden, we got to get Anthony Rendon right now.
Right.
When you already have Justin Turner sitting there.
Yeah.
And I think he signed for 2 more years.
Yeah. See, to me, that's why I said it's not an urgent thing for them to go get Rendon or they don't have to overpay to get Rendon. If it works out and it's economically sound, then yeah, okay. But to really actively go out and when you got Justin Turner there, I'd spend more effort and energy and money on focusing on the pitching situation.
All right, Kevin, the Dodgers are also looking at starting pitcher Kevin Gausman. Now, he is not a top name.
Break him down, Kevin.
Kevin, can you break down Kevin Gausman for us, please?
You mean talk about his 3-7 record and 6 ERA last year?
Okay, so he's not probably on the top of everybody's wish list.
Oh, to say the least.
But he's probably not. But that would be a guy. Kind of guy the Dodgers would take a flyer on.
Reclamation project. That's what they specialize in. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being serious.
Yeah,
they've done it.
Kevin.
Don't look at me like that.
No, I'm just saying. So Kevin Gausman, keep that name in mind. And Zach Wheeler is another name Vic mentioned him long ago.
You're not big on Zach Wheeler, are you?
He's fine. But he's not Garrett Cole. He's not Steven Strasburg. He's probably another guy that would fit in well with the Dodgers. And I think somebody will probably have to overpay for him, and that's a problem.
What about your Kluber Lindor deal?
Okay.
Make that happen, Fred.
Let me tell you what I would do right now. And Dodger fans, you might disagree.
Look at Kevin. Wait, look at Kevin looking at you.
All right. Everybody, go on down to LAX. It's tough to get around down there, you know, the horseshoe. They're doing work down there. But I would get down there and get by the gate and say goodbye to Gavin Lux. Watch him get on the plane, thank him for what he has done in Los Angeles, and say goodbye to Gavin Lux. Because I would trade him in 1 second for Francisco Lindor. 1 second. It wouldn't even be a conversation.
Is that a straight-up trade, Fred? That's not happening.
No, the Dodgers would have to give more.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that would be the centerpiece for Dodger fans that get caught up in, okay, he's here. He's great. I would trade him in 1 second. You know what? I will drive him to Cleveland if I can drive Francisco Lindor back with me. Done.
And
somebody
you can't throw
somebody else in.
See? Where's Ned when you need him? Ned Colletti, what do you need?
Well, Ned if that's the centerpiece.
Okay, what are you getting? What else are you giving up?
Well, you're giving up one other guy. You're giving up the catcher.
They're going to want.
The catcher, Ruiz from the minors.
Okay, and what else?
Yeah, what else?
And Jock Peterson. But I wouldn't drive him to Cleveland. I'd be sad if he left. Gavin Lux, I don't know. Jock Peterson, I'd be sad. Gavin, I don't know him.
All right, so Gavin Lux, a prospect, you said, you know.
The catcher.
Catcher and Jock Peterson.
Right.
For Lindor.
Yes. I would do it right now.
But would Cleveland do it?
Well, I think Cleveland would be inclined to make a move if they got Lux.
And Jock.
Yes.
Do they want Jock, though? I'm pending free agent. At least Lindor is under control for a couple of years.
Yeah, and so is Lux.
Yeah.
You got to give to get.
Considering that they have the 20-something all-star shortstop, it sounds like they're giving a lot, Fred.
All right, and we'll throw in Gonsolin. We'll throw in.
What if they want May instead of Gonsolin?
We'll throw in May.
Okay.
We'll give him May. God, I'm glad Ned's not on the phone. We'll give him May, and we'll give him Lux, and we'll give him Jock.
And that, swap it.
Yeah, let's go. Would you not give up almost anybody on the roster for Lindor? Let's start with that. Who is untouchable? Cody Bellinger is untouchable. Who else is untouchable for Lindor?
Walker Buehler.
Okay, there's two that are untouchables. Who else is untouchable? Nobody.
Verdugo.
Okay, there's three that are untouchable.
What if they told you they wanted a major leaguer, but not Jock Peterson, but Corey Seager?
So now we're going to give him an infield. We're going to give him Lux and Seager.
And May.
Yes.
Okay.
See you later.
Start painting your signs. Hold them up at the airport. Guys, we're going to miss you. I would do it. I would trade almost anybody to get Lindor. I would go harder after Lindor than I would Anthony Rendon.
Oh, 100%. I agree with you there. I just think that they're going to want the world for Lindor, and they're going to make you pay for him.
We just paid. How much more can we pay?
I want Lux, Seager, and Jock, and May.
Take three. You only get three. Only three guys. We're not giving you four. Okay, we'll give you all four. And we'll throw somebody else in too. And then you're going to send us Kluber.
Oh.
We're going to do a 5-for-2.
There's the master plan right there.
Right. I took Mookie Betts out because that did not work with Ned. So now we'll do that. We'll give you 5 guys for 2. Who's the fifth guy? Jock, Seager, Lux, May, and a catcher, Ruiz. And in return, you send us Kluber and Lindor. I would make that trade.
I'm sure you would, Fred.
Right.
Yeah, but would Cleveland make that trade? Do you think the Dodgers would make that trade?
Do you?
You can't answer a question with a question, Fred. I asked you, do you think the Dodgers would make that trade? Do you?
Why wouldn't Andrew Friedman make that deal? Why wouldn't he make that deal? That is a good trade.
If you're Cleveland, are you making that deal?
Yeah, because you're getting 5 guys that can play. Well, 4 for sure, and we'll see what Ruiz does as a prospect. Now, granted, Ned would say, well, you're sending them two guys that are going to be up, Seager and Peterson. So that would cost them a little bit. But they have to, you know what? They've got to move forward. They have to have the courage. They have to have the guts. They can't sit the way they are. They'll become a laughingstock. This is a good trade for them to make.
Is this what you're saying to the negotiations over the phone?
I'm helping you. What are you talking about? It's going to cost you more money. I'm doing you a favor here. You should do it right now before
you're
change my mind.
Doing us a favor, huh?
Right.
I'm sitting there in Cleveland. You're doing us a favor, huh?
I'm helping you.
Yeah.
I'm helping you. I'll tell you one thing. You can hoist that American League Central pennant if you make this trade. You're good to go. You guys all look at me like I'm crazy. I'm telling you, that's a good trade.
At Rodney P. Guy. On Twitter. At Fred NBCLA.
Rogan and Rodney.
Our Laker insider, Bill Orme, in Denver. We'll go up there next and get ready for the Laker game tonight.
A little Run DMC, Ronnie. Like it. Rodney P. Fred Rogan. It is the holiday season on a Tuesday. Coming at you. I remember this. Love this holiday song. Plays on a loop at my house every Christmas season. Run DMC, Fred.
Run DMC. All right, don't forget, tomorrow, HQ Gastro Pub in Huntington Beach, noon to 3. We're giving away home for the holidays. Invite you to be down there with us. We'd love to see you.
Come on down. Come on down.
Bottom of the hour, who dis? Who's going to jump on and play Rodney and Vic? Who wants some?
Who does want some? I've been hot.
Never lost.
I'm hot. I'm hot right now.
So we haven't played who dis in a while. First call when we ask you to jump in here, you'll have a chance to compete with Rodney and Vic today. All right, so let's figure out the Lakers. They're in Denver, and here comes our insider from the Mile High City, our dear friend, Bill Orme. Bill, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you guys?
We're fine, thank you. Okay. So, Bill, are people making too much about this stretch of the schedule starting tonight in Denver? It's like, oh, now they're playing real teams. I think they actually played real NBA teams leading up to this stretch.
So, yes and no. I mean, yeah, they played real NBA teams, but teams that are still not going to be there in April and May. I mean, teams that don't have the kinds of weapons that the Lakers have, or certainly not the Nuggets and the Jazz have. When you look at Jokic and then Donovan Mitchell tomorrow, you know, the Lakers haven't seen a slate like this. And so you come off the Dallas loss, and okay, it's one game, but then you start looking at night after night after night, the sort of talent they're up against. It is going to be, I think, more revealing about the true character of this team than anything we learned in November. Although I think we did learn a lot about them in November in terms of, you know, their grit and their ability to come back and win games and overcome some in-game adversity. But in terms of like really testing themselves against the top teams in the Western Conference, they haven't done that since opening night. And you're going to see it finally over these next couple of weeks. And they go on the road, obviously, and play a pretty tough road trip with stops in Miami, Indiana, Milwaukee. They don't get a break in December. And I think that's the difference between this month and last month. November was challenging because teams were playing them hard. You know, they obviously had some small injuries to deal with, but it was a different kind of challenge. This is much more an in-your-face, like night in, night out, measuring stick sort of slate. And listen, I think the Lakers are good. If the Lakers lose a couple of games on this road trip, if they go 1-2 on this road trip, that doesn't mean that the Lakers, you know, because if that was the case, they would have lost three of their last four games. That doesn't mean they're not as good as everyone thought, but it does help you kind of understand that they're not going to just steamroll everybody. But if they go 3-0 on this trip too, that's going to say a whole lot about them in the positive too.
Yeah, and Bill, but can't we say that? I know we're sensitive to the Lakers, but can't we say that about a lot of teams in the West that you know, there's going to be stretches and it's going to be challenging? And because at the beginning of the season, we talked about how difficult the West and how competitive the West is. And as you go forward, you know, Denver can beat anybody on a given night. Same can Utah, Houston. I mean, all the teams that we talked about, Clippers, they're going to go through stretches where they lose. And if you split at the end of the day with these teams, the good teams, the top tier of the West, then that's kind of what you are kind of hoping for.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the thing with the Lakers is the way the schedule laid itself out was that you had such a favorable stretch to start the season. So if what they'd had in November was actually February, you know, I think people would be able to take it a little bit more in context. But so far, you know, the first 19 games of the season before they played Dallas on Sunday, that was all we'd seen so far. And so all you'd seen was them consistently finding ways to beat teams. And so you think, well, that's who they're going to be no matter the opponent. And then you remember, well, they're eking past Oklahoma City by one. They're barely beating Memphis. They're coming back to beat New Orleans, which are impressive wins in a sense, but also, not the sort of definitive victories you'd look for against some of those teams that are near the bottom of the Western Conference. So I agree with you that every team is going to go through it. Every team is going to have these lulls and peaks and valleys in the season. I think the thing that makes it just more present for the Lakers is that we've seen it right here at the start of the year.
You know, we heard that the other game, LeBron yelled at Danny Green, telling him to effing let's get up to court, move. He wasn't hustling. I like that. Have you noticed LeBron taking charge like that during games?
Yeah, I mean, that I think that was, a really good example. I mean, we've seen it throughout the year. There have been times where we've seen LeBron get into Kyle Kuzma. LeBron is the leader of this team, and it shouldn't be surprising that he is holding other players on the roster accountable. In one sense, this is LeBron's team, and it's his chance to really kind of, make one more big push for, a championship. So obviously he's going to expect, the highest degree of contribution from all of his teammates. But on the other side, he's just a winner. He's a guy who expects winning contributions from everyone around him. And Danny Green is a guy who's been there, is a guy who knows how to do it. LeBron has a certain expectation of Danny and really all these guys. And if he sees something that isn't, up to par in his mind, he's gonna say something. And that's what you want, frankly, when you're in the championship hunt.
Hey, Bill, what as you see the Lakers through these first 20 games, and talking to the coaching staff, Frank Vogel, and the players, what are they saying? What is the number one thing they think that they can improve on?
It's been defense. It's been about honing up on their defense. I mean, the defense was really good the first 3 weeks of the season. They've been more of a league average defense really since mid-November. So, it's continuing to maintain that sort of defensive identity that they had early on and be able to beat teams on that end of the court. Because I think one thing we've learned about the Lakers is the offense is going to be fine. The shooting has started to come around finally. Getting healthy, obviously, but the one thing the Lakers can control is their defensive identity, and that has been, what Frank Vogel's hung his hat on as a head coach. LeBron has talked about the great defensive coaches he's played for and how that has been the key to his success, and Eric Spoelstra, Ty Lue, and obviously now Frank Vogel. So there's going to be just a continued emphasis on that end of the court, even when they are the number one team defensively, which they are not right now.
All right, Bill, before we let you go, what should people look for against Denver tonight?
I mean, they're just explosive offensively. I mean, I'll be curious to see, if the Lakers just have enough guys defensively to throw at all their shooters, guys they run off screens. Jokic is going to be a beast to handle. The only guy the Lakers really have who can match up with Jokic is Anthony Davis, who can play him inside and outside. And I think that's a problem for the Lakers, because you're going to have Anthony Davis presumably expending a whole lot of energy on that end of the floor. It's a bad matchup for the Lakers. It's a bad matchup for a lot of teams. There's a reason that, people still think Denver could be the Western Conference representative in the finals. The Lakers had a game here last year when they were healthy and everybody was still looking at them as a contender before LeBron's injury. Around the same time of year, they lost by 30. It's just a tough, tough, tough place to play, and it's a bad matchup with one of the most unique players in the game in Nikola Jokic. So, the Lakers can maybe contain Jamal Murray. They can take care of Gary Harris and Paul Millsap, but then you have to worry about Jokic and Will Barton off the bench, and then guys like Torrey Craig who can beat you. It's just a really deep, lethal roster.
All right, Bill, appreciate you jumping on. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.
Okay, there he goes, our insider Bill Orme. He's up in Denver. Lakers tonight getting ready to take on the Nuggets, first of that 13-game stretch. And in some people's minds, I guess we'll find out if they're real or not. I personally do think they're real. All right, let's open the lines, 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570. We are going to take the first caller.
Rogan and Rodney Roulette.
Who is this guy?
This is who I am.
Who is this guy?
Who dis?
Who dis? Oh, yeah. And before we get to the popular board game, who dis? We're giving away now.
Oh, you went chili on me.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, man. I know they're big fans of Southwest Airlines.
Yes.
As I am, as we are. We love Southwest. And we're giving away up to 1 million Rapid Rewards bonus points you can use anywhere Southwest Airlines flies. I've been flying Southwest since I hit the ground running. What a great airline. So much.
Well-run airline.
Not just efficient, but fun.
Yeah.
And they get you there on time. I've only had euphoric experiences with Southwest. Beautiful people, beautiful service.
They do it right, Vic.
Beautiful prices.
They do it right.
Oh, it's crazy good. Remember, listen to Rogan and Rodney, along with Petros and Money, for your opportunity to win the home for the holidays. This package is out of sight and crazy, crazy good. Details at am570lasports.com. So let's play a little Who Dis.
Jesse in L.A., you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, you know how to do it?
Yep.
All right, yell
Come
it out
when
you know it.
Come on, Jesse.
I got you, Rodney.
All right, here we go.
Jesse.
Let's do it. I made my first career start in a blowout win over Stanford earlier this season.
Keaton Slovis.
There it is.
Slovis?
Yeah, you both got it.
Slovis?
Yep. Vic, Rodney yelled Slovis.
I know.
Jesse said Slovis. And then you went, Slovis?
I wanted to join the party.
Okay.
Really did.
He said it with a question mark, though, Vic.
Yeah, like Slovis?
Well, I figured, you know, three Slovises in a row, it's a full house.
Yeah, good point.
Win a few bucks on the side at
you're talking about
in Vegas.
Hollywood Park Casino.
I'll bet on Slovis.
Bet on Slovis.
Had a great year.
Yeah, he did.
One game left.
Yeah.
We don't know where. Holiday Bowl.
We don't know who's
coaching. Schmagegi Bowl. We don't know.
We don't know. What bowl, you say?
The Schmagegi Bowl.
Little known.
The obscure bowl.
That's on the same level as the Weed Eater Bowl.
Is that down that street in Long Island? That's where that bowl is?
The Schmagegi Bowl.
Yeah.
If you're 8-4, you get a bid.
All right.
Nice swag, though. Good swag bag.
Yeah, swag bag.
Well, not from the Schmagegi Bowl.
You know,
you never know, Fred.
They have to allure you with something when you're in the Schmagegi Bowl.
You don't get paid a whole lot for that Schmagegi, whatever the bowl is.
Get some
swag, though.
Some nice digital swag.
Yeah, you get a nice bag.
A little weekend on Long Island.
Yeah, t-shirt, okay. Fred.
Here comes the next one.
And a sweatshirt, too.
You can play Hofstra. I'm not sure.
Get some hats, too, Freddie.
Schmagegi Bowl.
We don't have enough time.
I hear you.
I hear you, Freddie.
Come on,
Jesse. Here's the next one. I made my first and only All-Star team with the Dodgers in my rookie season, 2015.
Corey
Peterson,
Seager.
Jack Peterson.
Jack Peterson is right, Jesse. I knew it was one of those
Jack
guys.
Rocks. Nicely done, Jesse.
Jack was before Corey.
Jesse is all over this.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Jesse's on
there
it.
There you go, Jesse.
Yep.
Hey, don't get comfortable, though, Jesse. I'm coming with it right now.
Never lost.
Never have.
Here's the next one. I made the NBA All-Defensive Team in 20.
Avery Bradley.
Jesus, you're right. I didn't even say it.
No.
How did you do that?
I told you, Jesse. I'm coming for you.
How in the world? Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
I didn't even say the year.
Well, you say defense, you say Avery Bradley.
Defense, you think Avery Bradley, you thinking Lakers, yeah. Or
Time
Pat
out.
Beverly or something like that.
I hear defense. Those are the first names you think of. Avery Bradley, Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, but I'm trying to be local. I'm thinking local.
And you're in the moment.
Dennis played for the Lakers. Sort of.
Dennis Rodman?
Sort of.
Had a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Had a cup of
When you say Dennis Rodman, do you think Lakers?
No.
Never.
Okay. I think wedding dress.
Oh,
hey now.
Wow. Madonna.
I still see Dennis on the sideline, though, you know, bicycling, getting warm for the Lakers. I do see that.
You do see that.
I see Dennis bicycling on the sideline.
Where? In your mind?
In my mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I see him holding hands with Kim Jong-un.
He's an ambassador.
Here comes the next one.
Way to go, Ronnie.
All right.
I'm a 5-time NBA All-Star.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard.
No, senor!
I didn't get to hit that at all yet.
Paul George.
Who?
Paul George.
Paul George. Good try.
You want to go?
How about no?
Got you flustered over there, Fred.
A little bit. A little bit flustered. Next clue.
5-time All-Star. Okay, here we go.
I was a Pac-10 Player of the Year in my only season at UCLA.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lonzo Ball.
And it is no good.
No.
Russell Westbrook.
And it is no good.
Bill Walton.
Kevin Love.
How about no?
Kevin Love.
Oh, Jesse.
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 Is that right?
Yes, you're right.
Now you're Jesse.
Oh, good pull, Jesse.
And now Jerome.
This is huge, Jesse. All right, next one.
Oh.
There it is. 9-time Pro Bowl and 4-time All-Pro defensive back. 9-time Pro Bowl, 4-time All-Pro defensive back.
Talib?
Akeem Talib.
Yes.
And it is no good.
That's Talib's
Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders.
No, senor!
Next clue.
Charles Woodson.
My God, Rob.
You know, Kevin's a Raider fan.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
That was big.
See Wood.
You got See Wood. See Wood in the house.
Yeah.
One of the best competitions we've had in a while.
Yeah. We're coming with it. Jesse, hey, thanks for giving me a game.
Yeah.
I normally don't get a game from folks. I normally don't even break a sweat, but right now I'm dripping a little bit.
Try.
Okay. You better.
Come on, Jesse.
It's Jesse, man.
Step into you.
Yeah, I'm about to finish you off.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, Jesse.
Last one.
Good luck to all. All right, Jesse. I'm about to whoop you. No,
okay.
Go ahead. Come on,
we'll
Jesse.
Find out if you whoop it. Second round pick by the Rockets in 2015.
You got
it.
There you go.
You got it. Montrezl.
What?
Yeah.
What, Jesse?
Oh, yeah.
Jesse. Well done, Jesse. Well done.
Jesse.
Yeah.
How fast is your internet?
Nah, I'm right here, man.
Okay, Jesse.
Oh, hey, my God.
That was a great pull, the Trez DeForce.
Yeah.
That's a great pull.
That was huge. All right, Jesse, hey, we really appreciate you listening. If you can, come down to Huntington Beach tomorrow to see the show.
Okay, I'll try.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
866-987-2570. This is Rogan and Rodney.
All right. We're going to get legal on you. So you better not try to sue us. That's next.
Today's Afternoon Delight is You Tried It by the City Girls. This is the first official single that the rap duo has dropped since group member JT was released from her prison sentence for credit card fraud. Many believe that this track is the first single off what will be the group's third studio album. However, that has yet to be confirmed. Again, today's Afternoon Delight is You Tried It Though. You Tried It, You Tried It, You Tried It by the City Girls.
You know, I like twerk.
Whoa, I like twerk too, Fred.
I'm telling you.
That's a good call. I love twerk. I love some twerk.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
You know I do, Freddie.
Next hour, Nick Hamilton will sit in. We'll get back into the Lakers and how tough this schedule is. Also, with the Clippers playing tonight later, we'll talk to Adam Oslin. David Vassay will join us on the show later today as well to update you on what the Dodgers may be doing. We talked about that at the top of the show and possible scenarios and deals that they might be considering.
All right. And now, from the court to the courtroom with Jacob Imrani.
Here he comes, our dear friend Jacob Imrani. Jacob, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Doing great.
We're good, Jacob. Okay, before we get to the Lakers, quickly, now we're in the holiday season. What kind of cases do you see during this holiday season? What should people be aware of?
Well, that's a great question. I think one of the things that you end up seeing is that during the holiday season, we're all in a hurry. Everyone's trying to work. Everyone's trying to get their, you know, shopping done. You still have to get to the kids. You still have to take care of everything else. So people are in a lot more rush. And December's usually is pretty crazy for us because the number of accidents or the number of injuries really increases. So what I like to do is I always like to talk to my, you know, previous clients, and I like to tell them that, you know, in the month of December, you got to be able to take a little bit more caution while you're driving. One of the things I've been telling people is that we've been getting a lot of accidents where it's a red light accident. So I always tell people when you're sitting behind a red light and the light changes for you, always count to three before, you know, you proceed forward, because that's a good way for you to keep away from somebody who may be running a red light, somebody who may be, you know, running a left turn because they're in a hurry to get in front of you. And I can't tell you how many people are thanking me for that, because they say that, you know, those 2 or 3 seconds that, you know, it takes them before they take off, they've seen accidents happen in front of them with the car to the left or car to the right. So I think it's a lot more about caution, Fred and Rodney, and I think you just need to be a lot more careful about what happens out there during the holidays.
Yeah, great advice. Hey, Jacob, as you know, because I texted you to see if you were going to the game on Sunday, and I happened to go, and I've only been to a few, but it didn't really matter that you weren't there because it was like you were there. because all of the love that you get at Staples Center during the Laker game is unbelievable and obviously well deserved. But I was so impressed by the promotion that they had with the selfie car race, because the winner didn't have to call you, but the other two winners said call Jacob. I absolutely love that, man. So the partnership's going well, I take it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. The partnership's going great, and once you go to a game, you know, everybody gets an opportunity in order to take a selfie and enter, you know, the CarlJacob.com selfie race. And unlike everything else, as you just said, instead of the winner being the real winner, the people who actually don't win are the real winners, because, you know, the number two and number three people get involved in an accident, and we've gotten some, you know, really great, great, great feedback. A lot of people, you know, take pictures of the game and, you know, they, you know, send it to me, and a lot of people are happy with it. And, you know, the best part of it, Rodney, is that we get an opportunity, and I get an opportunity to communicate and meet more and more people. A lot of people who really, really appreciate what we do. You know, our industry as attorneys, especially personal injury attorneys, hasn't always had the best, what I would say, maybe reputation, just because of how some of the people have dealt with it in the past. But we're, you know, what we're doing is we're changing the narrative and really trying to help people.
All right, Jacob, now as the Lakers embark on this 13-game stretch, are you one of the people that are concerned that this is it? Now we're going to find out if they're for real or not. I'm not one of those people, by the way.
I'm not really concerned about we're going to find out. I mean, I'm interested to see, you know, how they're going to play against this level of a competition. I mean, I think that, you know, this team has to grow over the season. This, you know, you're not going to win a championship based on what happens in December. But I do believe that, you know, by now in December, you're going to have to see how they deal with adversity. They're going to get the best of every single team, especially many of these towns. They're going to show up there and they're going to be the, you know, top game on that, you know, opposing team's schedule. So, you know, I'm excited to see how they're going to bond together. And I know for a fact that when these teams go on the road, they become closer. They spend a lot more time together, and it's a lot less, you know, less distraction. So I'm really looking forward to see how they're going to do on this road trip.
Hey, real quick, Jacob, you know, as we've talked and talked all season, the biggest or most impressive thing is the way the Lakers have played defense. I think in this stretch, to me, one of the glaring things, I guess, concerned is, you know, is being without Avery Bradley. I think that they're so much of a better defensive team, especially when he's able and healthy and on the court.
You're 100% right. I think we were either first or second when Avery Bradley was on the court, and I think now we're fifth, and it's still, you know, not bad. But I think, you know, ultimately in a situation like this, the great thing about this particular, you know, team, Rodney, is the depth. You have a very, very deep bench. And when one goes down, you literally should have somebody else who's going to step up. You don't have to, you know, count on a first-year player who now has to show their worth. I mean, you got a lot of veterans. And, of course, if Avery was there, he'd be guarding, you know, the best player on Denver. Or he'd be guarding, you know, either McCallum or, you know, or Dame. But now somebody else has got to pick up. And, you know, this will be great to be able to see when somebody goes down, how does this team carry through? And hopefully we get Avery Bradley back after this road trip.
Well, Jacob, thanks for jumping on today. We really appreciate it, as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, guys, thank you so much, and I hope you have a great rest of your week, and talk to you next week.
You got it. There he goes, our dear friend Jacob Imrani, Rodney. He is the man, and we're glad to have him on our team.
100%. And, you know, Fred, today is Giving Tuesday, and it's a day that is extremely important for us because, as many of you know, our Holly Rod Foundation, which I co-founded with my wife Holly, has been supporting families impacted by autism and Parkinson's for over 20 years. Holly's dad, Matt Robinson, who was the original Gordon on Sesame Street, gave us our inspiration for our charity and nonprofit when he got Parkinson's at age 45 years old. Later, you know, our son RJ was diagnosed with autism, and we knew we had to expand our mission to help those families as well. So please go to hollyrod.org and check out ways you can help support us. You've heard me talk about RJ a lot and his work with the Dodgers and him being in the clubhouse and how it has changed his life. And he's been able to inspire so many other people in his journey and talking about it. And we want to do that for other families and other kids and other people that are impacted by autism. So please go to hollyrod.org and help us support our work. And happy Giving Tuesday.
Got to tell you what, you guys do such great work.
Thanks,
I mean,
Fred.
Your event every year is enormous. And what people don't really know about the Holly Rod Foundation. You guys are working on this 12 months a year.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, you mention it occasionally, but you're working on it 12 months a year.
100%. You know, we do have, as you mentioned, a big fundraiser in the summer, but it is a 24/7, 12 months out of the year job. I mean, like I said, the way it has changed RJ's life, being able to get a job, you know, early on it was finding the right school. Then it was, you know, helping him transition from, you know, elementary to middle school to high school and things of that nature. Now that he's older, it's like, okay, everybody runs away and doesn't necessarily want to hire kids with special needs, whether they're afraid or don't understand or don't want to put the time in. And so that's where a lot of our focus has gone to our new RJ's Place, where people can come and we can help place people, and we work with corporations that help get kids with special needs jobs and young adults with special needs jobs.
The website again?
Hollyrod.org.
Rogan and Rodney.
Rodney Pete.
Red Rogan.
Weekdays, noon to 3, right here.
AM 570, LA Sports.
Nick Hamilton joining us next hour. Still to come this afternoon, David Basset with a hot stove on the Dodgers as well.